The U.S. slapped sanctions on two Turkish ministers over the continued detention of American pastor Andrew Brunson.
We've seen no evidence that Pastor Brunson has done anything wrong, and we believe he is a victim of unfair and unjust detention by the government of Turkey. At the president's direction, the Department of Treasury is sanctioning Turkey's Minister of Justice and Minister of Interior, both of whom played leading roles in the arrest and detention of Pastor Brunson.
The U.S. Treasury Department also slammed as unacceptable and unjust the pastor's detention. Turkey, however, condemned the U.S. decision as a hostile act and vowed to retaliate against it. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will meet his Turkish counterpart Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu next week, that is, to demand Brunson's freedom. Turkey arrested the pastor in October of 2016, and he's being tried on terror charges. Brunson has denied charges of espionage, but faces up to 35 years in prison if found guilty. Joining us out of Leesburg, Pennsylvania now for more on the story, Mr. Bill Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review. Hello, Mr. Jones. Now, your thoughts on this. I mean, how far this is going to go? These are two supposedly NATO allies going after it over a pastor. How important is this pastor, and how blown up do you think this situation is going to get over Pastor Brunson?
Well, it really remains to be seen. Nobody has really indicated what kind of operations he was involved in, but obviously Turkey was under a tremendous pressure during the course of the coup, and there have been a lot of repercussions on that, and there could be very well be involvement here. But it seems to me that given that he's a U.S. citizen, that there should be some access to U.S. legal help in trying to get at the bottom of what is going on. Obviously, this is something that would be handled by the Turkish courts, but it seems to me that there has to be more access to U.S. Officials dealing with legal matters to at least have some kind of an insight on what he's being charged with and what the evidence is. It's unlikely that he would have to be released to the United States. This is what they're demanding now, and now they've got a situation where there are going to be sanctions imposed. This is probably not unusual. I mean, this is going on. There are a lot of sanctions and tariffs and other things that are being bandied about between the United States and some of their biggest allies. So this is not so unusual in that respect, but it seems to me that they probably can find, when they have this meeting next week, some kind of means of at least coming to some temporary resolution of the situation.
So that's the thing. Do you think that this gentleman is really, you know, an issue in and of himself, and maybe what he have done, or is he just, has he become, you know, a political pawn in some kind of bigger scenario between Washington and Ankara?
This is a good possibility. I mean, he may have, obviously, I would think there would be some kind of indication on the Turkish part that make them discontented with him, so not simply because he's an American pastor working in Turkey, although that could be the case as well. But it seems to me that if there were simply associations that he had with people who have become suspect to the Turkish government, that shouldn't be, obviously shouldn't be a reason for them coming hard down on him simply because he's an American who's working in Turkey. So it's still a very murky situation. We don't know the details of what this pastor has allegedly done, who he was connected to, what he was working with. There are a lot of rumors flowing about that he was associated with the PKK, or with the opposition group coming out of the United States, the opposition to Turkey here. But it's still not very clear. And I think that's what has to happen, is there has to be some kind of evidence put forward, either indicating some kind of guilt on his part, or else he should be released. But it may be that they're trying to use this as a ploy to stick it to the United States. We've had problems with Turkey over the last period, and could be the case.